Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Three locations and a fourth coming soon. If you haven't been yet, you got to check it out. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. Particularly follow us on there today because we'll be posting a bunch from Courtney & Company Day Off at the ballpark. So if you can't join us and you want pictures of us out there sweating like crazy, follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98. Lots to get to today. We said it earlier in the show. It is, in fact, National Hot Dog Day. So happy National Hot Dog Day to you and yours. Lots of deals going on out there. 7-Eleven, Big Bite hot dogs for a dollar. Sonic, you can get a bunch of stuff. But go local. Steve's Hot Dogs, if you haven't been, two location. Steve Ewing, the lead singer of The Urge, got into the hot dog business. They got all kinds of cool hot dogs, and it's a very St. Louis type place. There's one in the Hill, one in the Grove, and it's great. So check out Steve's Hot Dogs or whatever. Or come to the ball game today and eat hot dogs with us.
I can't not think of Mike Bush's hot dog zone anytime you bring up hot dogs.
When was that?
Oh, man, that had to be in the, was that the 80s? 90s for sure.
I've heard it so much, I never went.
Where was it?
Was out on, if I recall correctly, was out on Manchester, east of New Baldwin. So that's kind of Ellisville, Baldwin area out there.
How long was it around, do you know?
Maybe a couple years, maybe.
Okay.
And there's another, what's the other real popular hot dog joint?
Woofies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Guy Phillips is on the wall about three times there.
Yeah, it used to be. They have really pared down the number of photos on the wall. I was there a few months ago, and I was on the wall twice, and I'm completely gone.
No kidding?
Yeah.
How many guys are up still?
I don't recall.
Maybe if you were there recently, Nick went last year and said there were a few pictures of Guy. I don't think I've ever been on a wall of a restaurant.
We need to make that.
The only one I can think of is one, Charlie Gito's downtown.
Okay.
Make it count.
Good place to be.
Yeah. He was really good friends with my dad, but I think that picture's gone too. I think it was me, Charlie, and Tommy Lasorda.
Really? Uh-huh. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, there was an incident when I was with Steve in D.C., and they ticked Tommy Lasorda off, and we had to go apologize.
Oh, no.
I feel like I apologized a lot for things I really didn't do.
Yeah, it was part of your gig, it seems like.
Food stuffs.
Got to tell you this, speaking of Mike Bush, the makers of Bush beer. They say the makers of Bush beer instead of just, like, we know who makes it. They're hosting a free party this Saturday at a top-secret location somewhere in the middle of a national park. That's all they tell you, but they're posting clues on Twitter. If you make it there, you get free beer plus a chance to win free beer for life. You can check out the video and all the details at y98.com.
One of my favorite
free Bush beer for life.
One of my favorite shirts during this whole Blues Stanley Cup run is that Blues Bush.
Oh yeah,
t-shirt.
That's been around for a few years.
Has it?
Yeah.
I love that shirt.
There's a hat of that too, and that's what my wife. She said, you know, I said, what do you want for her birthday? For your birthday, and she said, that's the thing she wants. She wants that hat of that logo you're talking about.
And I also like the Drunkest Hole t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Food stuffs.
I think the Blues Bush ones are tough to find online.
Are they?
For obvious, yeah, because they're
trademarked.
You know, ripping off.
They got away with it until they got the cease and desist.
Yeah, exactly. Photo going viral. It's a pizza that's just a ring of crust, so no toppings. No sauce, no cheese, it's just a ring. But apparently this New York pizza joint made for the rapper Jadakiss. Remember Jadakiss?
Was he in the early 90s?
I'm going to say later 90s.
Oh, okay.
Which I feel like
I know that name.
Yeah. I feel like I bumped him down at by George Columbia, Missouri's hottest dance club back in the day. Juvenile and Jadakiss. Unless I'm thinking of somebody else. But anyway, check that out.
No Jodeci?
No, not a lot of slow jams at Columbia, Missouri's hottest dance club. This is a big deal.
But remember the time you did a whole Michael Jackson? No.
Whitney Houston
tribute, and she didn't die.
Played Whitney all night, confused people. Turns out she wasn't dead. It was a rumor. Okay, is it keto diet?
Keto
diet. Guess what? This is big news if you're a keto diet fan. Blaze Pizza announced it's rolling out a keto crust with 6 grams of carbs. Instead of flour, it's made out of flaxseed, cheese, and eggs. Yeah. They're the first national chain to unveil a keto crust.
It's about time. It's smart.
It's a big deal. And just so you know, where's the quote? Oh, yeah. Their innovation is changing the way that people think about and eat pizza. It's going to change the way you think about pizza.
Listen, it's smart.
It is smart. Blaze Pizza. I drove by the one the other day, so we've got 3 in the area.
Oh, okay, because I have never heard of it.
There's one in Kirkwood.
Uh-huh.
There's one in Richmond Heights, not far from the Brentwood Promenade and that whole area.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's one out in St. Peter's.
And it's already out, I believe, because I had a friend post a picture on Facebook.
Came out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure it lightened things up. So, yeah, check that out at Blaze Pizza, 3 area locations. Oh, and then a guy got in trouble. You can read about this at 198.com. He assaulted somebody with a box of Bagel Bites. It was in the grocery store. Oh, sorry, it was at a Dollar Tree. I didn't know Bagel Bites were still around, much less being used to assault people.
And get a good deal on them at the Dollar Tree.
That's a good point. That and so much more at Y98.com.
Foodstuffs!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.